Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be joined by you guys on a Monday edition of the show. We are speeding toward an NFL season, and you talk to different people, you get a different viewpoint on the current lay of the land, on the current situation. Will basketball be able to pull this off? Early signs shaking the Magic 8 Ball point to yes. Will baseball be able to pull this off? Shake the Magic 8 Ball, signs point to no, is what the Magic 8 Ball says thus far. The NFL has been unabashed, has been unafraid, has tackled everything thrown in its way up until this point. But if the NFL does not operate in a bubble, will it be able to pull things off? Joining us right now is a former first-round pick in the NFL, played for the Houston Texans, played for the San Diego Chargers, and he's gracious enough to join this show as often as he does, despite the fact that he went to Florida State and I went to Florida. And his name is Travis Johnson, hails from the great city of Houston, Texas, and he joins us right now on the line. Travis, how you doing, my man? What's going on?
What's going on, Mark? You doing all right, brother?
Man, I'm doing as well as possible, man. Better than I deserve. How are you doing, man? What's going on with you?
I can't complain, man. Over here cooking, man. Cooking for a family friend of mine.
I'll tell you what. I saw a picture inside your house the other day. You have a spiral staircase, do you not?
Yeah, of course.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. I'm in the market to buy a new home. I just want to let you know I'll be taking that off your hands here soon, okay?
You said you're going to be doing what?
I'm in the market to buy a home. I'll be taking that home off your hands here real soon, okay?
Oh, well, yeah, you let me know, man. You want it. You can have it.
I don't know, man. I got all your Florida State gear in there, man. The thing might be cursed to me. You know, I don't know. Man, I have no idea.
Good.
Yeah, there you go. So Travis, speeding towards an NFL season here, I want to play for you a clip from Elle Duncan of ESPN. And she says that, look, right now the NFL is not planning a bubble, but we're watching the colossal failure of Major League Baseball right in front of us. And Elle Duncan says, if the NFL is smart here, and we'll play the clip for you right now, Travis, if the NFL is smart, they'll open their eyes and they'll hear this.
The NFL has to be looking at what's happening in MLB and say, we're operating under the same scouts honor trust system that our dudes are just going to do what's right when they're not here in the facility. And baseball's not a contact sport. So like there was so much that just wasn't considered. It feels like it, what was considered was the financial ramifications and what that would look like with no TV rights. What's being considered is fans and, you know, whether or not they should be, because that's a huge loss of revenue for them. Like those things are being considered, but I'm not really sure like what we thought was going to happen when you decided you weren't going to operate in a bubble condition. It has worked for soccer. It has worked for WNBA and NBA. It's working for hockey and it's not working for MLB. And what's the common denominator there? They're the only ones not exercising within a bubble. So there's so much that we don't know and so much that they're not prepared for. And to be honest, I think that it would be a miracle to get all the way to the Super Bowl.
So Elle doesn't feel like we're going to get to a Super Bowl, Travis. Do you see this working for the NFL in the absence of a bubble?
Absolutely not, to be honest with you. I'm one of the believers that, you know, I've been saying from day one, you know, it's not going to take the entire organization. All you're going to need is essential people, the players, the coaches, and the support staff as far as the equipment guys and the medical trainers. But outside of that, you don't need anybody else. I mean, if you want to hire a chef, you don't need to. You find the person at the hotel. I think the crazy part is they could do the same thing in Orlando, and all it would cost, really, I mean, outside of putting up approximately 100 some people a day, it'll cost you a few extra flights. I mean, you just got to look at it and say, you know what, it's a 4-month training camp, and we'll treat it as such. We'll make sure the guys are in the bubble, because like El said, I've been saying the same thing. Major League Baseball, one team had 14 guys pop positive in a single day, and they don't even touch each other. They touch a object 3 inches wide that goes amongst each other. And there's no way with all of the bodily fluids on each other, all of the breathing on each other, that this will work. So I'm trying to figure out how they're going to do it. I don't see it working without a bubble. I think all the guys need to bite the bullet and say, you know what? They're getting – the owners have their money already. It's not as if they don't have their money. So at the end of the day, you're still going to get paid. They got cut checks the other day for doing nothing. So at the end of the day, is spend a little bit of money. You know, I think they're probably upset that they're missing out on training camp, Brett. They're upset that they're missing out on a few other things. But guess what? This is the first time that you haven't been able to finagle money out of the public for preseason games, and now it's gonna be that much of a problem. I really just believe everybody needs to bite the bullet. And guess what? If you needed to, you can tell the guys, you know what? How about y'all pay? We'll pay for 3/4 of it, and y'all pay for 1/4 of the hotel stay. Just call it a day. And if that's the case, I think guys will do it, especially if they know they'll be a lot safer when it comes time to play this game.
So, Travis, let's put you in this situation. Travis Johnson was a first-round pick in the year 2005, 16th overall selection. Travis, if you're on the Chargers today, and they're saying, okay, well, we got this season, Travis, would you opt out under the current plan, and would you opt in if there was a bubble?
No. Either way, I'm playing.
You're playing either way.
I'm playing either way. When you think about it, my wife ain't trying to hear about me leaving $2 million on the table for $150,000. You know, yeah. So in the day is, and these guys making a bigger check than we was making. So, I mean, yeah, I think that's part of the issue as well. And some of the guys are making so much bread that they like, hey, man, like Carson Palmer once said, I got $50 million in the bank. What am I coming to work for to risk this? Well, the same can be said for these guys. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we got money. We don't need your money. So we're going to sit home and we're going to relax for the year. You're going to give us $150,000. But for me, I can't say no to that money. In the words of Ricky Bobby, love that money. Love that money.
Travis Johnson joining us right here on the show. Travis, more important trait for a quarterback, smarts or arm?
More important. Well, I guess, you know, you can't be – well, I think it probably be arm, because there's been a few dumb quarterbacks come through the league without any marbles upstairs. And I mean, and they're doing pretty well. I mean, it's a couple of the league right now. They've grown into a smarter quarterback. But a lot of these guys, I mean, a few of them, we know have been successful without having it upstairs.
So yeah, I ask you that, Travis, with Joe Burrow as the backdrop, because Joe Burrow, everybody's telling me, has average arm strength, but he put up numbers I've never seen before in college football a year ago. So this guy's got average arm strength, but has, like, at the college level anyway, Tom Brady-like precision. I mean, and I'm just wondering, man, what's better? Is it better to have the rocket arm, or is it better – I mean, is Joe Burrow going to be good without a super arm at the NFL level?
Well, I think he can be, but I think it also depends on, of course, who's around him. He's fortunate that he's going to have some pretty good players around him, just like he did at LSU. I mean, we've all known for years that LSU has been missing. The only thing they've been missing was what? A decent quarterback, a quarterback that can get them through games. Because they always had the athletes to make anything happen. And now you saw that, you saw what they could do with a halfway decent quarterback that happened to put up magnificent numbers. You know, so if I had to, say it, yeah, I think he'd be successful. I think it's just a matter of, putting him in the right situation with the right team, which I think he's with, as far as the Bengals, because he has weapons around him. You know, so it's really gonna come down to is how good the coaching is. You know, I think Joe Burrow, if he has a good coach around him, I think the sky's the limit for him.
Travis Johnson joining us here on the show, former NFL first-round pick. Deshaun Watson and the Texans, Travis, are the Texans going to get this deal done? I saw some comments from Deshaun that made me wonder if he's kind of dancing around, if he's a little unsure about a long-term commitment, given kind of the, I don't know, how shall we say, the inconsistency of the roster there in Houston.
Well, I think that's good. But I think deep down, I believe it's probably a negotiation tactic. I think Deshaun wants to be here. I think this city would burn if they allowed Deshaun Watson to walk out of that front door without giving him everything he wants and without giving him everything he needs. I think as of lately, we've seen, you know, a couple of decisions that might not have been the best decision. But, I mean, that also goes to show, you know, we don't know until games get played. So I believe he's doing that because Deshaun, people don't give him enough credit for being a great quarterback, and he's probably just as great as a businessman. He realizes that, listen, at some point, I got to make sure they think I'm going to leave. Because if they think I'm going to leave, they're going to pull out all the stops. Because guess what? Everybody gets fired if Deshaun Watson is no longer here.
Everybody gets fired if Deshaun's no longer here. And Travis, we'll close today with this. I need you to settle a show debate for us. My producer doesn't like to admit when he's wrong on things, okay? What man does? But before the draft last year, I said Kyler Murray would be a Pro Bowler. He said Kyler Murray will be a bust. Who is closer to being right on that?
Well, I think the Pro Bowler is a more of an accurate assessment, especially right now. You know, and then not just that, with them getting a weapon like Deshaun Watson, I mean, like DeAndre Hopkins, I think that people don't realize how big of a deal that is. So, in my opinion, right now, you're closer with saying that he's a Pro Bowler. I mean, will he pan out to be a Pro Bowler? We don't know. But last year, he looked damn good.
He did look damn good last year. I completely agree with that. Travis Johnson of the Houston Texans, Florida State Seminoles, San Diego Chargers. Always appreciate your time, Travis. Please stay healthy, man. Let's talk again soon, all right?
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, take care. Travis Johnson, former NFL first-round pick, joining us from Houston, Texas this afternoon. Greatly appreciate his time. All right, we will keep it right here. We'll flip the script to college football. Brad Crawford, 24/7 Sports. Does he agree with me on the assessment that the last few months, Will Muschamp's really done a fine job? That's next. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. I'll tell you what, man. Look, I am bullish right now on the chances that we play college football this year. I'm really optimistic about it at this point. I have flipped, not because the virus flipped. You know, 3-4 weeks ago when I said I didn't think we'd be playing fall college football, and that prediction still might be right, by the way. But when I said that, I was thinking that we needed to curb the flow of the virus in order to be able to play. I wasn't thinking that there would be a way for us to play if we did not do everything needed to seriously, curb the flow of this thing, right? Flatten the curve, so to speak. But here we are, and all of the major leagues are at least all of the major conferences are at least moving forward with plans to play in 2020, and that is something we all can be excited about. Can they pull it off is another question entirely. Joining us to talk about that and a few different topics surrounding college football is Brad Crawford. Brad is a friend of the show and a senior writer for 24/7 Sports, and Brad Crawford joins us right now. Brad, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me, man. Last time we talked, it was kind of a negative vibe with football, 2 months away, and now here we are about 4 weeks before we get things started with some group of five games. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited as well. So Brad, as we look at this thing, what are the chances, in your opinion, that college football can pull this off? You know, on this show, Brad, we've said that I see this working if students aren't on campus, or I see this working if students are on campus, but the players create, the football programs create their own bubble within the football facility, right? Players taking their courses, having all their meals inside of the facility. I don't see this working if the players are co-mingling with a 40,000-strong student body at any university. So with all of that said, Brad, what's the likelihood that this works, and how can this work?
Yeah, I think, you kind of referenced it, Mark, in your beginning there. You know, these city-by-city bubbles, if you speak within these college towns, they would certainly work if, we had summer months all season and these kids had nothing to do once students got back on campus. But it's going to be a lot to ask, these 18 to 22-year-olds to, stay at the facilities, stay in their dorm rooms and the apartments, when students are back. They want to have fun, too, and be college students, and it's just a lot to ask. I think the Power Five conferences, however, have done a good job of building in two to three open weeks. Obviously, we don't know when those weeks are because final schedules have not been announced yet, especially in the SEC and Big 12. But, there's going to be time, Mark, that if we see an outbreak at, say, a Clemson or a South Carolina, there's going to be a 1 or 2 week stretch where it's going to be okay. Those two conferences, the ACC and SEC, are going to be able to change the schedule enough with built-in open weeks that I don't think it'll be an issue. But as far as playing a full 10-game schedule and seeing a college football playoff champion at the end of this, I just want to get through September and with some games played first.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, Brad, and I really do as well, man. I'm just wondering how they're going to make this work. You know, as we get closer to this, Brad, do you think there's going to be instruction, private instruction for these football players from their professors, or you know, are we? It's just hard for me right now to see. I guess I'm surprised, Brad, that I'm not hearing more announcements of, hey, USC is going to be going to online only, or Clemson's going to be going to online only. And I'm thinking to myself, these guys can't, you know, Dabo Sweeney and, you know, President Kaslin at South Carolina, they can't possibly be thinking we're going to have our football players in classes with a 40,000-person strong student body and we're going to have no problems with the college football season. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but the academic side of the equation is what has been referenced the least during all this. You know, you hear from all of college football's powers that be, Mark, and all of them talk about, you know, how can we do this player safety first, financially, maybe get some fans in the stands and make sure these COVID tests are done weekly. And we've heard nothing about, you know, are we going to see professors in Zoom meetings, you know, teach these kids, you know, these classes. That's the least of these athletic department's worries right now, in my opinion. They're solely focused on how can we get a semi-full schedule in and crown a champion at the end. I think it's a very good question that, you know, the SEC and other Power Five and Group of Five leagues are really running out of time to figure out. I know the Ivy League was the first to cancel football and move to an online-only scenario. I think in the SEC, we're not going to see that. We're going to see students back on campus, if I had to guess.
Brad Crawford, senior writer for 24/7 Sports, joining us here on the show. Brad, what do you make of the Pac-12's We Are United campaign?
Well, if this is that player-only thing that you're referencing, we were told today that so the original report, I think, was in the Players Tribune. The analyst reported that hundreds of players were kind of bound together to maybe walk away from football if demands weren't met, you know, as far as long-term health insurance, social justice rally stuff like that. And we were told today that it's more like maybe two dozen players. I do think it'll get much bigger backing, however, if some of the Pac-12's bigger name players, you know, step to the spotlight. Penei Sewell, a top five pick at Oregon, you know, the starting offensive lineman there, he was one of the guys who on Sunday said he's behind it. I will say this, if there's any time for players, you know, for some of these universities and these decision makers to hear a player's plight, I mean, the time is now. We've seen a lot of change going on since, you know, mid-spring to now, Mark. And if a player has ever had a voice, it's right now. And I commend those guys for doing what they're doing.
I mean, I understand, Brad, and I want everybody to be treated fairly and equally and all of that stuff. But, Brad, to demand 50% of the profits makes me aware of the fact that these guys don't understand how college works. If the football players got 50% of the profits, then perhaps their girlfriend on the gymnastics team or all the other sports teams that they're friends with would cease to exist, right? The labor on their backs, and admittedly it is on their backs, pays for everything else within these athletic departments. They clearly, to me, Brad, don't understand the finances if they think they have a chance to get 50% of the profits here. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make fiscal sense.
Well, cost of attendance, too, Mark, is one thing that players can never legitimately itemize. I mean, we're talking almost six figures at some universities based on travel. You know, these ideal three meals a day players get. And I do see, too, from a player's perspective, that they're seen as sort of employees, you know, unpaid employees. But let's face it, I mean, they're getting a free education. Most of them are, you know, if you're a starter or on the two deep, you're on scholarship. So to ask for, you know, part of the revenue pie during an unprecedented season where revenue is going to significantly drop, Maybe not the best time to ask about that.
No, definitely not. I was looking at a tweet from you over the weekend. Ernest Jones, Zach Pickens, Jamie Robinson, South Carolina's most impactful defenders this season. You know, yeah. Brad, it's interesting. I was looking at one of those. Did you ever play? Were you a big NCAA football 2014 EA Sports? It's in the game.
Who wasn't, man? I won several NCAA football tournaments back in the Tebow, Percy Harvin days.
Oh, dude,
that was an unstoppable team.
I was number 6 in the world.
Dang, you played a lot, man.
I was number 6 in the world in the Marcus Vick, Ernest Wilford, Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
my
team.
You play online,
man.
Sometimes, sounds like.
Dude, absolutely, man. Anyway, the ratings for that game, they're outsourced, right? And so an unbiased company makes the ratings for the patch for that game, so you can play NCAA 14, which is the last version of that game that was out. You can play that with all the updated rosters from this year. In any case, the top 10 players for South Carolina in terms of the ratings look very similar to the top 10 players from the University of Florida, Brad. And I don't think people realize that perhaps the Gamecocks don't have the depth of a Florida or of a Georgia. But the top of that roster, there is some star power on that team, and you're high on quite a few of these guys.
Yeah, and really the only position, in my opinion, of major weakness heading into the season is wide receiver, and that's no disrespect to Trey Smith and Shai Smith, but those two guys just haven't been healthy enough in their careers. I think if those two pass catchers are healthy this season, then you're talking about an above average group of receiver. But yeah, I kind of mentioned this week on Twitter that Jones, Pickens, and Robinson are three guys on defense that I think are going to be leaders. A lot of the responses to that tweet were, you know, how come I didn't pick J.C. Horn or Mukuamu, you know, two potential first-round picks. I just think those guys get enough spotlight. And Jamie Robinson's a guy who last year as a freshman was, you know, he was an immediate star, an immediate guy that Will Muschamp could count on in clutch situations. So Pickens is a kid up front, though, former five-star, who I think will really emerge as a sophomore this season and probably be the team leader in sacks. He's been that good early based on what I've been told.
Brad Crawford joining us here on the show today. Brad, look, I opened the show today by when you're in a funk, Brad, we see everything through a negative lens. And Gamecock fans have been in a funk for a little while now, right? The reality of the situation is I actually think Will Muschamp's doing a pretty fine job. When you consider all the defections off of his staff, when you consider all of the connections that he had to remake after he had assistant coaches jump ship, thinking that he's not long for that job, when you consider that, with the proverbial house burning, his recruiting class right now is sitting at number 38, 2 4-star commitments. Dabo Swinney is basically letting Will Muschamp have the state of South Carolina. With a strong finish, this could be a top 25 class in a year in which those assistants that he gave jobs to turned their back on him. I honestly think Will Muschamp is doing a pretty fine job between when the pandemic began and today.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, this really is going to boil down, Mark, to will South Carolina field an offense that is SEC caliber this fall? You look at since the Steve Spurrier era, basically, South Carolina has not had a above-average quarterback, you know, play a full season and have those kind of all-SEC-type numbers really since Connor Shaw and Dylan Thompson. We're talking about 2013 and 2014. They've needed a difference maker at that position, haven't had that during Will Muschamp's era, and I think the last two seasons the struggles on offense have been magnified because of that reason. So I think the addition of Colin Hill this year, you know, as a one-year grad transfer, obviously – he did not transfer from Colorado State to South Carolina to be QB2. I think you're going to see a interesting battle during fall camp here in a couple of days between him and Ryan Helinski. And, you know, whichever guy emerges from those two players, in my opinion, is going to be the barometer on whether or not this team gets to a bowl game. And I will say this, with a 10-game schedule, these teams will not have to win six games. These bowl organizers are going to have to fill these slots, and I think you're going to see four or five wins now being enough to make a bowl game.
Four or five wins to make a bowl game. How many for Will Muschamp to keep his job? I posed this question over the weekend on Twitter, on a Twitter poll on our website, Brad, and about half the respondents said there's nothing Will Muschamp can do to lose his job this year. I'm surprised by that. You don't think there's a number of wins that he has to have this year?
You know what, Mark? Based on the coronavirus and the pandemic that we're in the middle of right now, and South Carolina's estimated revenue this fall, I mean, unless the Gamecocks go 1-9 and Will does something maybe off the field to lose his job and negate that buyout, I think Muschamp is safe. This has always been a 500 team in 2020. I think, barring injury, and I just think, Mark, that you're not going to see a rash of firings in the SEC or even nationwide this fall based on the finances, like we talked about all show. These schools just do not have the money right now to pay, $13 to $15 million buyouts here in December after a season that might not even be completed in full. So if anybody's happy about COVID right now, I think it's Will Muschamp and any other coach who, might be on that proverbial hot seat.
No doubt about it. All right, I'm looking at him in your background picture on Twitter, Brad. Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Burrow, who makes a better pro?
I'm going to tell you this, man. I've invested in Tua and Joey Burrow rookie cards this month. I've been buying a lot of football cards.
Nice. What is your I was looking at this, man. I was looking at this. You have a post, and you guys need to see this. It says, fun Friday night planned.
Yeah, man.
You bought all those boxes of cards and opened them? Is that what happened?
I went to five different Walmarts, and my wife and I opened about 50 packs of cards Friday night. Yep.
Your wife likes that too?
Oh, yeah, she loves it. Yeah,
man, you got a good one, Brad. You got a good one. You don't need me telling you that, but you got a good one, man. You got a good one. What is your best, what is your favorite or most valuable piece of memorabilia?
Oh, man. I recently sold some Ace Sanders receiving gloves from the 2012 Georgia game. Kind of a Gamecock relic that, yeah, people really like. But, I was a big Preston Wilson baseball fan back in the day. He's from Bamberg, South Carolina, not too far from where I grew up. So I've got a lot of cool Preston Wilson signed things.
That's awesome. I have, and I'm not trying to one-up you in any way, shape, or form, but I have, this was my graduation present from college. I have an 86-87 Jordan Fleer rookie card.
Oh, my.
And I got
it graded?
Is it graded? It's not graded, and let me tell you why, Brad. Let me tell you why. I'm scared to put that thing in the mail.
I agree with you, man.
I've guessed that it would get between a 7 and an 8, Like, I wouldn't have bought it if it was crappy condition,
Right.
It's not perfect, but it's pretty good. I would say it's like a 7 or an 8, and from everything I've seen, it's worth 4 or 5 grand,
You're going to have to cash out one day, yeah.
Yeah, one day, man. So I didn't get I got so excited about your sports card hobby. I didn't get the answer to the question, better career, Joe Burrow or Tua, who's a better pro?
If Tua stays healthy, I'm going Tua. But I'm a Tua Tagovailoa homer, man. He's a great dude. I'm a big fan of Tua.
Yeah, I am as well. Always fun talking college football with you, bud. I hope we have real games to talk about sooner than later. Brad, thanks so much for making the time. Hope you and your family stay safe, all right? God bless.
Thanks, man. We'll talk soon.
All right. Brad Crawford, senior writer, 24/7 Sports, joining us right here on the show today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys are having a great Monday, man. Thanks for making us a part of your afternoon. Truly and greatly appreciate it. Really, really do. It's been spirited. It's been fun. A texter says, Mark, Muschamp has done a decent job, decent to good job on a lot of levels, except for results and turning three-star players into good to great players. Look, you know, the house was burning. We were looking at this thing a few months ago, and the house was burning in Colombia. And what's happened since then? Cool, calm, collective hand, leadership, the recruiting class, number 38 right now. That's better than you would think it should be, given the fact that four assistant coaches defected. Each and every one of those assistant coaches, by the way, had four or five recruits that were their main point of contact. And then they pieced out and went somewhere else. The recruit probably felt lied to. And then Muschamp is in a position right now, with 7 months to go before signing day, of landing another top 25 class. Like, he could close strong. And to finish with a top 25 class, no bad news coming out of Colombia, is really, really, really a good deal for all involved right now. Here's how you can be a part of the show if you want to chime in, getting set for either or. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. We got our buddy Scotty Myers, who shoots us an either-or each and every day. And a reminder, Keyshawn Johnson will be joining this show live at 4:15 tomorrow. What question would you like to ask Keyshawn Johnson? Send them to us via Twitter at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, or via the text line 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. All right, it is time for that little ditty we call Either Or. Two options on life and sports. Either Or starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay, a startup company called Swimply lets people who own pools rent them out by the hour. One couple in L.A. has made nearly $7,000 by allowing strangers to come to their home to use the swimming pool. As of Sunday, 165 pools were listed. Some were described as kid-friendly and others were resort-like. The running rental rates were from $30 to $75 an hour. Is this onsides, offsides, or America?
Or America? This is America, and this is great. And Lonzo, are you kidding me? You mean to tell me, Lonzo, take my money. Take my money. Derek Jeter lives on an island called Star Island in Tampa. You mean $100 for an hour? I can swim in his pool for an hour? Derek Jeter's pool in his home? You kidding me, right? I am so there yesterday.
I seriously doubt that Jeter is one of the guys that's renting out the pool. I mean, I get that you would want to go there, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't mind doing that either. Do you have a pool in your complex?
There is a nice pool in my complex. We also have a pool back in the Casa in Florida, Lonzo.
I'm asking about the complex specifically, okay, because I wonder if you could like scam people by saying, hey, for $100 you can come swim in this pool, I'll give you my pass.
That'd be another way to make money, right?
Yeah.
So the follow-up question would be, what celebrity's pool would you love to swim in?
I think you got to look at it. Would they actually be there and like out
yeah,
on the?
That's exactly it.
I knew that's where you were going. Yeah.
I would very much like to just take a dip in Tyra Banks's pool. Okay, that's it. Tyra Banks, just her pool, Lonzo. Just her pool. Tyra Banks doesn't have a pool. I'm sorry. What?
I'm sure Tyra Banks probably has a pool. I'm sure she does.
I would like to take a dip in Tyra Banks' pool. Can we make that happen, please? Yes, sir.
We'll get on it.
All right. Next up, Lonzo. On this show, we have said that Houston, the sixth seed in the West, is the most likely contender that nobody's talking about because of the rest. Then over the weekend, what did we see? They allowed 85 points and a half to Dallas and won the game in overtime. Then they were down 8 points with 3:04 to go yesterday against Milwaukee and won the game against the team with the best record in the entire league. Is Houston a legitimate championship contender?
It's really hard to judge by those games or by any of the games that we've seen, because we know these 8 games only matter to a couple teams. And, I mean, how hard are these guys really playing, or is it a matter of fatigue? Yeah, they're a contender. If there's enough time left on the clock, they can outscore just about anybody. But can they play defense when they have to?
Can they play defense when they have to? We will soon see. You know, it's hilarious to watch them. They go up against, like, Denver and Nikola Jokic, who's like 7'2". They legit put a 6'5 guy on him. And they just say, okay, well, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us. They don't change their style for you. They don't just suddenly put in a 7-foot big because you do. It's crazy to watch them, man. What an experiment. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, the NFL's refusal to move the opt-out date. Is it just business or is it offsides?
Why do they need to move the opt-out date? This is the same argument for me, Lonzo, as college football not deciding on what they're going to do. Do you really think 2 weeks from now the information is going to be different? The time is now to make a decision, right? Bleep or get off the pot. No, the NFL they're not a bunch of jerks for not moving the opt-out date. Everybody knows the situation. Either you want to play or you don't.
I absolutely agree. And the players that are complaining about that are guys that are obviously on the fence. Hey, make the decision. Either opt out now or say you're going to play. The NFL needs to stick with a date, and that's it. I mean, when there's an exact date on something, you know whether you're going to or you're not going to. So, yeah, it's just business.
It's business for me. Hey, Lonzo, so last week I was looking at this. This is nuts, right? So there's identical twins, and one man has impregnated both identical twins. I was having people talk to me about this via text message, and they're like, Mark, onsides or offsides? And you're inclined to say, because both women are attractive, you're inclined to say, lucky dude, until you think for one moment the drama that is involved in that, okay? So here's what I would say. Onsides or offsides to all of them, the sisters and the dude, onsides or offsides?
It's definitely offside, and the kids are the ones that are going to pay for this because, and Rob and I talked about this a little bit, because we wanted to know, when you're at a family reunion, what do you call the other? Is that your cousin or your brother? So I think we settled on Brozen.
Are you for Lorenzo? Earlier today, by the way, Lonzo and I were talking about the fact that the name Debbie Downer and Negative Nancy is sexist because that doesn't exist for guys, right? They don't have the guys Negative Nancy. They don't even have a guy Karen. We had to do a topic on that on the show. So Lonzo and I thought, well, let's be equitable here, right? All about equality here on Offsides. So when I'm being a downer, you can say, don't be a miserable Mark. And when Lonzo is being a downer, you can say, don't be a forlornzo. Okay?
See,
you got me?
I'm good with being with the forlornzo thing because it sounds like an old-time philosopher like Socrates or Plato.
I'm down with it. Yeah. I'm down with it. I am down with it indeed.
All right. Do I get to do my last one?
Yes, sir.
All right. If more Patriot players opt out of the season, should Mark let Lonzo out of the Pats Bucks bet,
or
should he gloat while enjoying his single lunch?
I will fight tooth and nail for that single lunch. Let's remind the audience. So I bet Lonzo last week a lunch that the Clippers would beat the Lakers, and I lost because I forgot that the Clippers didn't have Montrezl Harrell and Chicken Wings Lou Williams. I forgot. And so the Lakers won the game. So I now owe Lonzo one lunch, except Lonzo and I have two lunches on the line for a bet between who is going to have a better record this year. the Patriots or the Bucks. I have the Bucks. Lonzo has the Patriots. And now Lonzo is already boop, boop, boop. He's already hedging because Patriots keep dropping out left and right.
So you're going to gloat like this is the biggest win you've ever had, even though you know the majority, like half the team is going to be gone before the season starts.
Listen, the bet was not made contention upon that. Okay?
Well,
you have Bill Belichick on your side.
What
happens? Bill Belichick. You have Cam Newton.
Yeah. What happens if the greatest coach in NFL history is actually able to win after losing all those players?
Then you deserve three lunches, my friend.
Which is what I would be getting.
I will be for Lorenzo if that happens. All right. Coming up next, we close the show with the best thing we heard today, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So I want to hear a couple of clips here as we close the show today. I don't agree with this, but evidently Ryan Hollins, former NBA center, says that Zion Williamson is letting his team down. How is he doing that exactly, Ryan?
Zion Williamson, he's got to get his act together. Mm. And I hate to be demonstrative when speaking of young players with bright, bright futures like that, but he's got to get his weight together. He's got to get in shape. I know there's family issues. I know the NBA and the world had to go through quarantining. He's got to get a chef. He's got to get a diet. It is absolutely inexcusable for a player of his caliber to be held off of a court in must-win situations. These last two games were must-win situations, and Zion is going to learn early, and he's going to learn hard that when your team needs you, you got to be on the floor.
Total BS. Lonzo, please bring that clip back tomorrow.
By the way, really quick.
Total BS.
Zion went up for a rebound, fell flat on his back just a second ago, and they took him out of the game. He doesn't look like he's hurt, but
this is his team doing this to him, and it's total BS. Let's get to the best thing we heard today. Here is Senator Lindsey Graham.
The ACC apparently was willing to play one non-conference game. The SEC, for some reasons, told everybody in the conference, you got to stay within the conference. That makes no sense to me. You got Georgia Tech, you got South Carolina, you've got some rivalry games out there that have been going on for a very, very long time. And I think we have the ability as a state to manage a game between Clemson and South Carolina safely. And the idea of stopping this rivalry for the pandemic bothers me.
Well, it bothers me. You can't tell me that it makes sense that you allow South Carolina to go to Kentucky, you allow them to go to Louisiana, but you don't allow them to go to Clemson. I mean, like, don't hide behind the guise of safety, okay? If you're telling me that the length of travel doesn't matter. Come on now. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow for a Super Tuesday episode of Offsides with Mark Ryan, which can only be heard right here on ESPN Upstate. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.